Kicking off hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci and Bernie Kosar with you right from the heart of the Browns facility here in Berea. And we are going to have a couple of guests join us in this hour. Tom Withers from the Associated Press will be here. We'll hear from him on the Browns and on preparations for Saturday night's game against the Colts. And then you're going to hear from Nathan Zegura, regular co-host of the show, who is on assignment for CBS Sports today down in Florida. But he is going to check in with us by phone at the bottom of the hour. And we want to tell you that Browns season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 today. We'd love to hear from you if you want to dial us up. Or tweet us. You can dial us 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily. We have some tweets that we will get to during the course of this show. Actually, you know what? I want to hit one right now, Bernie, because I saw an interesting one from a fan who asked me to ask you. His name is James. His handle on Twitter is at JamesNation5. And he says, ask Bern to predict what Brandon Whedon's QB rating will be at the end of the year. What do you think?
Well, I can give you a real short answer and guess. Or, you know, what I was thinking about the last half hour when still the segment with me, you, and Deke was how Deke had mentioned correctly that switching systems in Indianapolis last year, they're going from a more vertical game back to supposedly or allegedly the West Coast offense, and Andrew Luck's coordinator that he had in Stanford is coming in. Well, in reverse, we had the West Coast offense last year in Cleveland with Mike Holmgren. I think I've been well documented my feelings on that.
Think you
and
have.
And evolving now this year to Coach Turner and Coach Chudd in that vertical game, more vertical game. But again, it's just not throw vertical game. I mean, I've mentioned a couple times on the show, the first time Coach Chudd was here, he immediately pointed out the physical expectation of an offense and the running game. And Coach Turner, the time I spent with him in Dallas, Coach Chudd and the Miami Snellenberger Shula type system always believes in that firm, strong running game at the point of attack that allows you to throw the ball down the field. Andrew Luck last year throwing down the field didn't have the greatest stats. Pointed out, had 17 turnovers, but they won double-digit games. They went from the number one pick in the draft to a team that was in the playoffs winning double-digit games. And yet, statistically, it wasn't the thing that most people would like to see. But to me, it didn't matter because he won games. And he was aggressive with the ball down the field, took chances. When you take chances, sometimes things don't materialize. So within this system, Brandon Whedon talked about throwing the ball and getting a higher completion percentage, higher than last year's one. I guess that would be okay, but I'm not really concerned about that as much as the results of what happens. And if the results are his completion percentage isn't as nice, but we win the games. He's making the plays down the field. I mean, some of those throws last week, we talk a lot about the 0-25 F seam or H seam, a concept play where on five steps you gotta take five, plant it hard, trust, and have that timing in there. And you're firing a seam in there at about 15 to 17 yards. That's a tight squeeze. It's a phenomenal play if you hit it. There's sometimes mistakes happen when you take shots like that. That could lead to interceptions. But if you're putting that type of pressure on a defense at that second level and third level, and they're so predisposed, thinking about that stuff that's right in that 15 to 25, 30-yard area, there's so many other things open up and so many plays happen. So statistically, you may not have the best completion percentage, but you're winning games, you're scoring points. And I actually think one of the biggest statistical things to look at is your yards per pass attempt. and trying to get seeing what you're doing.
That matters more to you than the rating itself.
Yeah, because you could have a 60 or the completion percentage. You could have a 65, 70, 75% average, and you got from throws from me to you, you know, 3-4 yards.
Right.
If you're averaging double digits and yards down the field, yards per attempt, you're taking big chunks and you're really opening up the running game. You're making it way easier.
But there's more risk with that.
I mean,
that could compromise your rating.
It could compromise your rating. And a lot of times it does. But those teams tend to statistically over the history of the game and even the last 20 years, the last 10 years, the last 5 years, those teams, though, have been winning more games. And I think we're at the point now where in Cleveland that, again, the old Jimmy Johnson saying, somehow, some way, just getting wins is the main barometer. So if we're getting, and I'm not just thinking teams, our guys want to have improvement.
Yeah.
They want to win games. And winning games in this league, you know, getting up into that almost double digits is something that is obtainable if you're all on the same page.
Goes beyond individual stats. All right, so the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, again, Toledo guy. Grew up a Browns fan. Everybody knows the story. Very much a Browns guy before he became the Browns coach, long before he became the Browns coach. And he was asked by the media yesterday if he's communicated the tradition and the pride of the Browns to his team.
You know, I've, from the day one, tried to talk about the tradition that's been here. And we've talked a lot about the fans, and we've talked a lot about, you know, how important this team is to this whole area, and that we want to bring a winner back to this area and for those people, for those fans, and you know, to create that type of excitement. And, you know, that's one of our goals, and that's one of the things that drives us on a daily basis. I mean, we have a lot of work to do to get to that point, but knowing that, and, you know, I think you see some of the things out here, the interactions with the fans, with the players, that is bringing everybody closer together, and I think that's an important thing.
All right, so you heard the coach right there, Bernie, talk about this whole tradition and pride thing. And again, nobody embodies this better than you. Growing up as you did, Youngstown Boardman guy, and your Browns were your life before it became your professional life. So you could relate to this. But how important is it to convey that message? And I'm thinking, you know, going back to your playing days, it was something that I know you talked about. It was written about you and talked about in the media with you. But how about within that locker room surrounded by players mostly who are not from Northeast Ohio?
Well, I really believe it's imperative to do, but not just in lip service. It's part of, I think it could be part of your DNA, your core substance of who you are as a football player. And that when that locker room is your pride, and you have so much pride, joy, and respect, realizing what an honor it is to still be at, whether it's their age and being in that game and that's your living, or even our age here, still that is part of our life. It's a heck of an honor, and if you have that pride and belief that it's really a blessing, and it comes together when you're on the field like it does. Now, Chud, coming from St. John's and Toledo, where some misguided people tend towards Michigan and Detroit and the other,
misguided.
And the intelligent factor of it likes the Browns and the
Come
Buckeyes.
Come back to Ohio,
so,
exactly.
But then Chud went down to University of Miami, too, so he has that core belief as a kid growing up. But then at the University of Miami, and it's not to plug us at UM, but we're really been part of the pride that we have and of it is that family, that pride that you have within. And it's just not talk to the fans, but if you have it within yourself, that in the locker room, it's a meaningful family pride thing to be part of that locker room. And then you understand it, you then understand that the people, the area, the guys around you, the fans around you, the support staff around you, we're all one big family that believes in that. And it comes across by the way you start treating everybody, but it's a core belief in it. And that's been something that's why Chud has he overachieved as a player, and he's outworked and overachieved as he started out in the coaching ranks. And for him to have that, to have been there and done it, And guys, I would hope to think, would understand that without being told that. But sometimes kids need a little refresher course on stuff. But the pride of being part of a fantastic team and organization, it is going back to the psychology of confidence and self-esteem that we started the show out. Those things matter.
Hey, we want to tell you that Browns season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 today. Tom Withers from the Associated Press is in the on-deck circle. He's going to join us next. We're going to talk a lot about what's going on with injuries and different question marks hovering around this team as it gets ready for its third preseason game at Indianapolis Saturday night. Want to hear Tom's thoughts on that. Nathan Zagura at the bottom of the hour. And from you, 216-578-0850 if you want to dial us up or tweet us at Browns_daily. Vic Carucci, Bernie Kosar, right here on CBD.